I'm going to make some notes so the train doesn't derail going down the hill, you know. Usually I'll have a thought and then I'll be about three-quarter way through and then all of a sudden I have no idea what I'm saying, where I'm at, or anything. Like, yeah, totally.
And so when Elias is talking, I should be writing because, like, he gets my wheels spinning, but then at the end we make a joke and laugh, and I'm like, oh, shoot, I can't remember where I was going.
Yeah, that's where, yeah, just a couple notes. Where was I? Oh, a guy told me years ago, I heard that deep thinkers have a tendency to lose their thought, their train of thought. Like, the train leaves the tracks, you know.
So I must be a deep thinker.
I said, I'll take that, you know, I'll take that.
I thought that when you lose your train of thought, if I'm saying something and there's a room full of people, I'm like, man, I was going to say something. Somebody's going to pipe up and say, yeah, well, if you lost your train of thought, it must not have been that important to say.
Welcome to the Roof Coating Contractor Podcast, where ambitious entrepreneurs discover how to launch and grow a profitable commercial roof coating business. Whether starting up or ready to scale, you'll hear proven strategies and insider secrets to succeed in the booming commercial roofing market.
All right, let's kick off the show. Welcome back to the Smarter Roofer podcast. My name is Owen Schrock.
And I'm Elias Raber.
And Mervin Mullet.
Awesome. Got Mervin with us today again, so it's going to be a great time. The season of giving. The topic today is the power of giving, and we'll try and keep it a little bit shorter this time because I'm sure everyone is, especially the guys. I mean, it's probably not a rush yet. This might be on a Monday morning. And Christmas is, what, Thursday? So It's not totally a crunch time yet. You know, that usually happens like Wednesday noon, Wednesday afternoon. It's like, hey, maybe I should go shopping, buy some gifts.
Last minute Christmas shopping.
But we'd like to talk about the power of giving. And for me, maybe we'll wrap it up with this idea, but I think it really comes back to having an attitude of giving, having an attitude of service. So often, and I've experienced this myself a number of years ago. And for many years, we did not participate in Christmas. Like, this Christmas season was totally off limits for quite a few years. And just because of where we were at, church and theology behind all that. I'm not going to get into that topic today, even though I know Mervin would love to have a debate about it. I think there's a lot there to talk about. But close to Christmas, like a couple days before, you go in a store to pick up something and you hear the music, you see the people rushing about. Everyone has this attitude of excitement and expectation. And like they're probably buying and giving gifts, but they're also expecting something in return. And I think in society, they call it the Christmas spirit. And in movies, they call it the Christmas spirit. I really don't agree with the idea of just having this feeling or this attitude during the season of Christmas. Mm-hmm. Why can't we have this attitude all throughout the year? Mm-hmm. Now, when we're dealing with a customer, when we're in our community, in church, when we're with neighbors, why can't we have this attitude of giving and service? And as for me personally, I'm talking to myself. Throughout the whole year, throughout life, just who we are rather than just for a season. That's my question.
Good thought. We have a lot better quality of life when we have that mindset throughout the year. In business, I've said often, I want people to feel like I'm not paid off. I want people to feel like they owe me something because I don't want anybody to feel like I got the best end of the deal. In business, I don't want to have the mindset that if I give something that I expect something in return. And so I think especially as a leader, you should be a giving kind of a person. You should be giving more than you're getting. You should be more of a giver than a taker. You should be giving more energy than you're taking energy. Like when you walk into a room, like giving is a lot more than just money or monetary or an actual physical gift. It's who you are. Like you walk in a room, you should be giving energy, not sucking energy. When you are doing a team meeting with the people that you work with, like they should like when you walk in the room because they feel something when you leave that they didn't when you walked in. And so, yeah, giving is a lot more than just money. The encouragement, it can be a good word. It can be maybe you sell your customer something and you go over and above and do something extra for him. It's a lot more than just money.
I think like the idea of giving, a lot of people, they always go to money. Like, that's even, like, I'm sure the people, when they saw the title of this podcast, giving, they're going to tell me that I should give 10% to the church on Sunday.
We might get to that. Just hang on.
So, like, I look at it as, are you a net positive is the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to be a net positive on earth, like, let's just take, is the world a better place because you were here today?
Yeah.
Like, or this week or your whole lifetime.
Yep.
If it's not, it's because you're consuming more than you're contributing.
Yep.
And that's a bad spot to be if you are, I believe. Like, I think it should be our goal to always to give more than we take. Like, so the world is better. When we die, the world is in a better place because we live. That to me is like, that would be the ultimate giving, would be to where we have served people financially, physically, however, throughout our lifetime, daily lifetime, that we leave an impact that the world is a better place than we leave than it was when we got.
If you missed the Leadership Essentials seminar, you can now get the full recordings, plus a whole list of solid bonuses. That includes a four-week live Zoom masterclass on sales and closing using the Four Natures framework, so you understand how different people think, decide, and buy. Check it out at smarterroofer.com/lead and grab the Leadership Essentials recordings, the upcoming live masterclass by Elias Raber, and more. That's smarterroofer.com/lead.
So what are some beliefs or ideas around the thought of giving or providing value foundational? Like, what are some things that we could start if someone is like, you know, how do I get more of this attitude of giving throughout the year and just have that be part of life? What are some foundational things? Like, the Bible does talk about giving, expecting nothing in return. So that's one thing that comes to my mind is when you're giving, when you provide value above and beyond, you don't do it and expect, well, now I'm going to really get, you know, wealthy because I give. I mean, that likely will happen because it's all part of the the whole, it's almost like a truth, but that's not necessarily going to happen. So how do you give? And I think we have a good example of that too. But how do you give, or what are the attitudes behind that?
Okay, I agree with you where it's not necessarily, like, I think it is pretty much a guarantee. If you're a net positive, your net worth will increase as well just because of the person you are. I don't think there's a guarantee on the timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for some people, it happens quicker than others.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's kind of like, let's call it working out at a gym. Like, it'll get there. It's a guarantee your body's going to show the effects of it. But how do you start? You lift a weight.
Mm-hmm.
I think giving's the same way. Like, you just have to start doing the acts, and your personality will change to match that. Like, if you want to be a giver, a cheerful giver, just start giving. Do the reps, and your personality will turn into the person because of what you're doing.
Do the reps. I love that.
Yep.
That's that could go on a T-shirt, probably.
Yeah.
Do the reps.
I guess it could.
We could sell it, or we could give it away.
Yeah.
Do the reps.
2 Corinthians 9 says, whosoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. A giving heart always lives in harvest season.
Very powerful.
Yeah, that could be foundation right there.
Yeah.
You know, you hear people say things like, man, you know, I'm just discouraged, or I'm not, maybe in a church setting, they're like, I've had people tell me, like, I'm just not really getting encouragement there. And I'm not saying that there's not ever a time to go to a different, you know, look for a different congregation, but ask yourself first, anytime you make that kind of a statement, what am I giving, first of all? Like, am I giving encouragement? Like, maybe you're sowing that sparingly. It really does start with, like, a mindset. And when we change that mindset and we start being a giver rather than just a consumer, you know, not only will you change the lives of those in your circle or the people that you come in contact with, but I think you'll find that it'll change yours more than anybody else's.
And that's probably why in the Bible it does say it is more blessed to give than to receive.
100%.
Because the more you give, the more blessed you become.
And there's no reward in receiving because you have your reward.
I like
what
that,
you received, that was your reward.
That was the reward.
In giving, you will be given a reward.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Any other thoughts before we wrap it up so people can go get their gifts? Get into the spirit. We would like to give you something. I'm putting together a landing page for this, and we did this a couple of years ago, And it does take a little bit of money, but it could be very rewarding. So what we did, we interviewed a batch of contractors about their ideas for the upcoming year. What are some things you're going to do different? We call it the roofing forecast. And so what I'll do is set up a landing page so that when you give to this ministry, Simple Faith Ministries that Ernest and Lori head up, then I will give you the recordings from that, from those interviews. Very good sessions. I'll actually drop part of the, some of the clips in here to the podcast episode so you can get a taste of what that forecast was, but it's very, very worthwhile. So go to smarterroofer.com/give. Is that asking too much?
Nope. Does a lot of good for other people.
It's definitely helpful. Nope. They've raised well over $100,000 for drilling water wells, bringing the gospel to the people in remote regions of Africa. And that's one small way we can support other people that don't have hope right now, is to give them some support. So go to smarterroofer.com/give. Have a great Christmas, and we'll see you on the next one.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
That is my number one fear as a business owner.
You know, with higher interest rates,
the whole economy is going to take a little shift here.
Well, you're going to quit advertising. You're going to try to save every dollar that you can.
Yeah. Is it going to be tougher? Is there higher grocery bills? Is there higher gas bills? Yeah, but everybody else has that too, and the world is going to keep right on spinning.
People are seeking for a way to follow that calling, that desire, that dream that they have. And commercial roof coating systems is one way they can do that.
Change the play of the game, you know, figure out where this thing's headed.
The harder the recession is, the tougher the times come in, the better niche that we have in our company.
Go out and embrace everything that comes at you and make the best of it.
I mean, we did a 100,000 square foot roof, a 1,000 square roof, if you go by squares, with three guys.
The profits that we see with the small amount of volume that we do are second to none.
And the industry as a whole is blowing up.
If you missed the Leadership Essentials seminar, you can now get the full recordings, plus a whole list of solid bonuses. That includes a four-week live Zoom masterclass on sales and closing using the Four Natures framework, so you understand how different people think, decide, and buy. Check it out at smarterroofer.com/lead and grab the Leadership Essentials recordings, the upcoming live masterclass by Elias Raber, and more. That's smarterroofer.com/lead.